Each week I try to answer a question. This week's question is, didn't God know that Adam and Eve would sin? The answer is, yeah, but why? But why? Like, wouldn't the world be better if that never happened, if there was no sin? Yes. So why do it this way? Well, Romans 5 tells us plainly. The answer is to glorify Christ. That's the answer. Romans 5, 18. Yes, Adam's one sin brought condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Here it is, sums it up. Because one person disobeyed God, what happened? You were made sinner. And then what happened when the other person obeyed God? You were made righteous. Now follow this with me. Why are you a sinful person? It's not because you've done some sins and that made you a sinner. No, you came messed up. You don't have to teach your kids to bite and steal from each other. They come sinful. You are sinners because you are born of Adam. Okay? You weren't even there for that event. It happened long before you were around. But because of what Adam did, we were made sinners. Now track this in the same way. How could that be true? I didn't eat the apple in the garden, but you are made a sinner. Now it's the same way. How could you possibly be made, declared righteous before God? Are you tracking this? You weren't even there 2,000 years ago. So you are made righteous when you are born into Christ. You are born of Adam. One man brought condemnation for the whole world. Through one man, Jesus Christ, many were made righteous, declared righteous. Again, something that happened long ago that you weren't even there for. God allowed the world to fall into sin through one man for a purpose. It wasn't an accident. He didn't, oh no, what do I do now? So that we would have some understanding of how one man, thousands of years later, could save sinners all by his own act of obedience. That's worth singing about. Let's worship.